presents Suspense. Roma wine, made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
Salud.
Your health, senor.
Roma wine toasts the world. The wine for your table is Roma wine, made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
This is the man in black, here for the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California, to introduce this weekly half hour of Suspense. Tonight in Hollywood, Roma Wines bring you the MGM star, Lucille Ball. The suspense play which stars Miss Ball, which is produced and directed by William Spear, is called Dime a Dance. It deals, as you will presently know, with Broadway life and sudden death, both set to music. And so with Dime a Dance and with the performance of Lucille Ball as a red-haired young lady named Ginger Allen, Roma Wines again hope to keep you in suspense.
Have you ever danced with a murderer? It doesn't cost any more for the extra thrill. It's only a dime. How could I do it, you say? I had to save my own life. I'm a taxi dancer from Joyland Palace. One of the places just off Broadway in the 40s, you know the kind of place. Second-rate dance bands like Frankie Froman's 15 Frolickers. I was late to work that night. I ran down Broadway, scrambling through the crowd to the entrance of the Joyland.
Better step on him. Raina's looking for you late. He's burning.
I know it. Is Julie coming in?
Not yet.
Well, good evening. So you finally decided to come, did you?
Hi, Raina. Sorry.
They ought to be. So did Julie. All the cash customers are waiting. I sent out the girls before all of you are here, and you say I'm playing favorites.
Well, blame it on Julie. She gave me a stand-up tonight.
All right, so I'll blame it on Julie. Where is she?
Isn't she here?
No, and she ain't home neither, because I phoned her there 15 minutes ago. I thought she was with you.
And I thought she was here.
Hey, if this is no gag, what happened to her?
Well, that's what I'm beginning to wonder.
Go on in and get your stuff on. Julie's all right.
Yeah, maybe she slipped in while you were busy counting tickets or something. See you right away, Marina.
We've been entertained by Mom here while waiting for...
All right, lay off. Mom told me that foot powder. Looks like a heavy night out there. My feet still hurt from last night.
Here you are, dearie. That's the way I am, Gertie. What I like every once in a while is a good, juicy murder.
I can't. No luck to be murdered herself. Tell me that dress, would you, Madame Defarge? The green one. Is Julie here?
Not unless she's hiding in the closet, honey.
Do any of you know where she is?
Asking us. Ain't she your buddy? Maybe they had a fight.
Well, did any of you hear from her?
Why not ask Marino? He's been hanging around her.
Sally, she used to work in a joint like this one further uptown. There was a murder for you.
Come on, hurry it up, baby.
He just never showed up to work one night.
Who didn't?
That cousin girl, Sally. Then they found her. That was about 3 years ago. Oh, what a sight she was when the police discovered the body.
Oh, cut it out, Mom.
Then there was the Robinson gal out in the road, stabbed to death. They found a phonograph and record by her body. Didn't even belong to her. The murderer brought his own music. Oh, she was a dance hall phony, too. Maybe some guy has it in for you, girl.
Whoever character.
Well, maybe one fella killed the both of them. Maybe there's a dance hall killer still at large, getting ready for his next victim.
So what do you think I pay you girls for anyway?
I often wonder.
Oh, Marie, don't think we're giving a free show in here.
You couldn't interest anybody in that chassis of yours, even with a set of dishes thrown in.
Oh, yeah.
All right, all of you, file on. I got something to tell you. Come on, get out. Ginger, what I wanted to see you.
I know, Marino. I put you in a spot. I'll be dressed in a minute, and if you ward off those garlic eaters tonight, I'll work twice as hard and make it up to you.
I'm in no spot, Ginger, but you are.
Marino, what's the matter? What's happened?
The police want to see you, Ginger.
Police? What for? I didn't do anything.
I'm sorry, Ginger, but you...
Something's happened to Julie.
That's what the police want to see you by. Julie's dead.
Dead?
Murdered.
And that police car with those two flat seats from homicide, I could see Marino's face when he said murdered. Poor Marino. We got out and walked up to the third floor of the building, to Julie's room. Marino never said a word.
All right, sister, in here.
Is she still in there?
Nah, you won't have to look at her.
Oh. How did it happen?
Strangled.
Why didn't she yell out? There were plenty of people around.
Now look, Ginger, we're asking the question.
Yeah, but since you raise it, we figured the person who could get close enough to kill her was someone she felt safe with.
Yeah, she was murdered by someone she trusted, by a friend.
Well, I was the only friend she had.
Yeah, so they'd tell us.
Unless she had a boyfriend.
Who was her boyfriend?
Yeah.
If she was strangled, where did all the blood come from?
Clatsop didn't answer Marino. He shut up all at once, as if he didn't have the heart to tell us the rest of it. His eyes gave him away, though. I got the whole score just following his gaze around the room. First, he looked at the little phonograph. By using bamboo needles, she could play it late at night. Soft, you know, so no one could hear it. The needle was worn down halfway, all shredded, as though it had been played over and over. Then his eyes wandered to a flat piece of paper that had 8 or 10 shiny new dimes on it. Some had little brown flecks on them. Then his eyes went down to the rug. It was all cleated up in places, especially along the edges, as though something heavy, something lifeless had been dragged back and forth over it.
You mean he danced with her after he killed her? Gave her a dime, a dance, even then?
Now, will you tell us? Who was her boyfriend?
Play that record. Maybe she'll remember some guy they both knew who was kept on the piece. It was the only one he played.
She never had that record. Poor butterfly, she hated it. She couldn't stand it. Someone brought that record here with him.
Sure, someone did. Maybe her boyfriend.
No boyfriend. It was someone who waited for her in that room in the dark and killed her before she could scream. It was the same madman who killed those two other dance hall girls. He pays a dime a dance. A dime a dance, whether you're alive or dead.
At the grind. The flat seat let me go. Nobody told me anything. Sometime when you have nothing better to do, you try dancing with a couple of hundred guys a night, asking yourself each time one of them wraps his arms around you, is this the killer? Has he a knife in his hand behind my back?
Hey, can I see you a minute?
Got a ticket?
Yeah, but I don't want to dance, Ginger. I want to show.
Well, it's your dime. Say, how do you know my name?
What just happened, girl?
Who are you, anyway?
Recognize those two guys leaning against the wall?
The two fat thieves?
And I'm the third. Nick Finette.
Well, what about about her boyfriend?
Relax. We have proof it wasn't her boyfriend, it wasn't you.
Oh, then you expect him to show up again after what he's done already, huh?
We just got the report on those other two girls. They were killed by a maniac who played Poor Butterfly. Also, the fingerprints in all three cases match. He'll keep it up until we get him.
How do you know what he looks like?
We don't. We only know he isn't through yet. That's why I was assigned to protect you.
Protect me?
Yep. Keep my eye on you all night while you work and then take you home right to your door. Now, Marino knows about the other two dicks, but no one knows about me. In fact, his headquarters told me not to tell even you.
Then why did you?
I just saw how churchy you are. I don't want you to misunderstand my intentions.
Well, what if someone asks me who you are?
I'll say I'm your new boyfriend.
Oh, I don't get smart. I never had a boyfriend.
Good. Now you've got one.
Well, 35 girls on this musical chain gang. Why do you pick on me?
Because we found out one more thing about the killer's habits. The two girls that were murdered before Julie both had red hair.
Julie had red hair.
Yeah. And so have you, baby.
I was set up as victim number 4. Nice thought.
Every night, like the milkman, just when the girls filed out to feast the arms and eyes of the wolves, there was Nick. Now, that was some comfort. Nothing personal, you understand. It was also a comfort to see those other two flat feet on the job night after night.
How's Ginger?
Fine. How's Nick? Now, you're 4 minutes late.
Miss me?
Oh, I'm just a taxpayer that wants to see a public servant earn his money.
If the city got broke, I'd do this job for nothing. Uh-oh. Your straw boss, Marino, is giving you the high sign.
Oh, I'll go see what he wants. You wait here. It's on your mind, Marino.
Hey, who is that monkey hanging around here every night?
He pays for his tickets, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he never uses them. Who is he?
My boyfriend.
Oh. You know him long?
Long enough.
Take care of yourself, Ginger.
Don't worry, Marino. I know my way around, but thanks.
Besides, we're not running any matrimonial bureau around here. You got to spread yourself around a little more. Share the wealth. There's other customers.
All right, all
right. Now watch that, will you?
All right.
What did he want?
Oh, nothing. Nick, is there any news? You know, it's a month since June.
No. Calm down, redhead.
Yeah, that's just it. That red hair. Look, why won't you let me dye it?
Well, I've got my reason.
Yeah. You great, big, silent, strong cop.
That's right. Those cops.
And then came that night. That horrible night. I was late as usual, got to the dressing room, planning to dress in no second flat so I could get out on the floor and be with Nick. Somehow, I felt that I was going to need him that night. Some instinct told me it was a matter of life or death.
In a whole month since the last one, what I like every once in a while is a good juicy murder.
Come on, pass it up. What do you think I pay you, boys, for anyway?
Who are you looking out the door for, Ginger?
Now, you take that gun, dear. There was a real juicy chance.
Oh, shut up, Mom. Will you cut it off?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ginger. I keep forgetting you and she was so cool.
Well, that's all right. I'm jittery. Laverne, have you seen my boyfriend?
Not tonight. Maybe he got bored.
Billy, have you seen Nick? You know, the tall, handsome...
Not tonight, redhead. I guess he's giving you the air.
Come on. What am I paying you for?
Come on. What's the matter, Cynthia? You look like you've seen a ghost. What are you looking for out there? What's so fascinating about the clock?
No, we know. They're not there. Where are those two flat feet?
I want to know about that.
Never mind that now. Where are they?
Called off.
Called off?
That sounds screwy to me, but police headquarters figures they frightened off whoever they was looking for.
But that's crazy. I'm going to phone...
That won't do no good. I told them that anybody would wait till it cooled off before trying again. Now is when we should have protection. Well, come on, get out on the floor. Come on, all of you, out of the
floor. All right, I'll be out in a second. Really, I will, Marino. Laverne?
Yes, Mom?
As soon as Nick comes in, tell him to come right here. Tell him to tap on the door, will you?
No, not sugar.
Hey. What are you looking at me like that for, Ginger?
Look, Mom, I got to talk to you. I can't go out there on the floor. I'm scared.
What are you tearing holes in me for?
Mom, you and I were here in this room the last night Julie was alive. The night she must have been killed, remember?
You poor kid. I always
look
like
we got to remember. We just got there. There was someone dancing with Julie that night. Some rum-dum. Julie said something about him. I can't remember what it was she said.
Oh, you mean the one that hurt her hand?
That's it. That's it. Hurt her hand. Bent her wrist back when they were dancing.
Yeah, that's the guy. She said it was almost like as if he got a kick out of hurting her.
Yeah.
And a scream.
Yeah, now what else? What else?
Well, Julie called him Mr. Mixer.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, he had Julie crazy dancing like a slap happy pug. I remember her describing it. He'd take three little steps to the right as if he was getting ready for a standing broad jump.
That was it.
Remember how Julie said she felt like screaming, for Pete's sake, if you're going to jump, jump.
Now, three steps to the right, and if you're going to jump, jump.
Hey. What are you doing, Ginger? Some detective work? Getting some clues?
You know who we're talking about, Mom?
The killer.
Oh! If he enjoyed hurting her like that, when she was still alive, he'd enjoy dancing with her after she was dead.
Why, he's worse than Prune Face. Why, that...
There's someone I gotta tell this to right away. Oh, where the... Nick! See you later, Mom.
Hey.
Oh, Nick. How's Nick?
Hey, you're trembling. Sure, it's me. Why not?
I thought you were called off the case.
We were.
Then what are you doing here?
Abbott. Do you mind?
No, you dumb ape. I don't mind. Boy, how I don't mind.
And as long as it isn't duty anymore, do you mind if I do something to you that I've wanted to do for days?
Well, it depends.
I want to take you in my arms.
All right, take me in your arms and dance. Anyway, for the time being.
I'm a rotten dancer.
You're telling me. Nick, we gotta talk. I just found out something about the killer that you ought to know.
Later. I paid Marina for all the dances to the end. We can leave whenever you want.
After this song, they play Dinah, and then comes the break. We can leave then.
What makes you so sure?
Well, the band always plays the song in the same order. Then they can sleep while they work. I tell time by them. Slimehouse Blues means it's 10:45. Lady with a Tramp means 11:15. Dinah means 11:30. Never changes except when there's a request number.
You know, I like everything about you.
I like everything about you, but you're dancing. Let up on my hand, will you? You're bending it upside down and hurts my wrist.
I told you I was a rotten dancer.
Well, for Pete's sake, don't dance like you were priming for a standing broad jump. If you're going to jump, jump. That's not Dinah.
No. Certainly isn't. It's a request number.
Who requested it?
I did. What's the matter, baby? I look sick.
I feel just awful. I do feel sick.
Am I dancing that bad?
No, I think I'll have to stop at the air, I guess. I'm going to get drink water, young. Drink water in the ladies' room.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll wait here, sir.
I'll just see you. Operator, give me the police department, homicide squad.
Police department, homicide, right away. Homicide?
Hello, homicide. This is Ginger Allen at Joyland. The third man you assigned to our place is...
Third man? What third man?
Nick Ballister, the one you assigned to protect me.
We have no Nick Ballister, and there was no man assigned by us to protect you.
It's the killer. He's taking me out with him. I don't know where to... Look, I'll leave a trail of ticket stub. Please come quick.
Ginger.
Goodbye, Katie. Sorry you couldn't work tonight. I'll fix it with Marino.
How you feeling?
Shouldn't have come in here, Nick. Didn't you see the sign?
All that? Men keep out, violator subject to arrest? Didn't say positively. Besides, they wouldn't arrest a cop.
Why couldn't you leave me in here alone?
You were gone so long, I thought something happened.
Nothing's happened. Yes? Don't ask me how, but I kept up a patter while we walked. All my brains were in my right hand to clutch those ticket stubs in my coat pocket. I kept dropping those stubs, making sure he didn't see. I tried to stay on the bright streets, but he let me do the lonely one. The one we were on now was like a graveyard. No lights, no people. Suddenly, I felt my blood run cold. My fingers in that right-hand pocket fished around like a drowning man clutching for straw. The last ticket stub was gone.
Ginger.
Yes, Nick?
I'm hungry. Would you like some chapsiri?
Like it? Oh, I'd love it. He ate that chop suey with an appetite. Like a guy who had work to do. Work he was going to enjoy. I side-sneaked a glance at the jukebox without turning my head, you know, just my eyes. What a relief. All kinds of songs, but no Poor Butterfly. Nick was beginning to act nervous. He'd guzzle a cup of tea, pour another, keep looking over his shoulder like he was worried somebody might be following us. Then he'd grin like he used to and reach over for my hand. He pressed my fingers till they hurt. Hard, like he'd never pressed them before. I guess he couldn't wait. And suddenly he stood up.
That's the word of the check, Ginger. I'm just going to wash my hands. That's the time we left.
Waiter, quick.
Yes, you may. What will you be?
I'm leaving. When my boyfriend comes out, tell him you think I went back to the powder room. And gag, you know, he's a deadbeat. I want to shake him.
Maybe you don't understand.
Marino, how did you get here?
Mom saw me, and I followed your ticket stuff. He almost saw me. Come on, quick.
Marino, thank heaven you got here.
Hurry up.
Marino, I can't run anymore. I won't last the block.
You won't have to. There's a vacant house in the middle of the block. Here, there's that. Fairbairn, I see him coming.
all dark in here.
No one lives here. Light the searchlight. There's a stairway leading upstairs.
Oh.
Go ahead. Now watch it now. Don't trip them.
Yeah.
Places, bro. Yeah. Now, through this door.
Ooh.
Here's a candle and a match. There. Now we can see each other. Wait.
Do you think we're safe?
We'll know in a few minutes.
Oh, Marino.
Here go.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, put out the candle. Now hide. Back there. I'll take care of him.
Of the racket.
Marino!
Yeah, Muriel. You think you could hide from me with different names and different faces?
Marino!
Yeah.
Why do you call me Muriel? What are you doing? I'm Ginger, don't you remember? I'm Ginger Allen.
Yeah, each time you tell me a different name, Muriel. But you can't get away by changing names.
Marino!
The first time you changed your name when you married me before I left for Europe with that operatic company. You remember? You offered the place. Poor butter.
No.
Promise to love me forever.
Help me. Somebody help me.
Yeah, well, the next time you changed your name was when you thought I was dead. Lived on my insurance and married another man.
Oh, please.
No matter how many times
please.
You change your name, Uriel, I'll find.
No, not me. You killed him. You killed him, Marino, again and again. You only killed him last month, yeah. Marino.
This time I think I have. She rises again. This time I'm going to kill you and your lover. This is the last time.
Rick!
And now I'll wait there. There you are.
How's Ginger?
Nick. I thought he killed you.
I got an awfully hard head. Police will be here in just a minute.
Nick. How do you fit into this? Headquarters never heard of you.
They were instructed to say that in case you called.
What was the idea? Scared me to death.
Well, I figured Marina would follow Ginger and her boyfriend once she thought the police were off the case, and when he did, I had to have you thinking I was the killer, so you'd run off with him willingly.
Why, you no good.
It was the only way to find his hideout and the evidence we need. The phonograph, the record, and the attempted murder.
At my expense, you big piece of... another thing. How'd you know about dancing like a broad jumper and turning up my wrist?
Oh, I listened outside the door to you and Mom talking about that in the dressing room tonight.
Oh.
Gave me a couple of neat pointers.
Yeah.
I put them together with poor butterfly so I could scare the daylights out of you.
Oh, you did, too. I ought to wring your...
Now, calm down. No wife of mine is going to have a red-headed temper.
Wife of yours? You'll do anything to learn how to dance, won't you?
Yeah, it looks that way.
No wonder you didn't want me to dye my hair. You wanted that nice, premature gray color.
So closes Dime a Dance, presented by Roma Wines, and starring Lucille Ball. Tonight's tale of Suspense.
This is Lucille Ball. It's been a great pleasure to appear on Suspense this evening. Next week, I know you want to be listening, as I certainly will, to a very wonderful actor, Mr. Paul Lucas, who will appear in a suspense play called A World of Darkness.
Thank you, Miss Ball. Lucille Ball appeared tonight through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Madame Curie. Don't forget, then, next Thursday, same time, for Paul Lucas in Suspense.
Presented by Roma Wines, R-O-M-A. Made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.